Community hero Kendall Sizemore. Quote, as you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others. That's a quote from Hepburn. Kendall Sizemore was born in Wheaton, Illinois, and is currently a student at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Kendall's a hero because she helps others from the good of her heart, influences others to make positive changes in their lives, and has overcome many of her own setbacks. She fought for her life. No, she fights for theirs. Kendall was born with a rare liver condition that she's battled her whole life, so she understood human struggle at a young age. When she was 11, she had two liver transplants. Kendall says, I like to turn my own pain into a way to help others. She remembers how she felt when she was going through her surgeries and used that memory to make a positive change, not for herself, but for others. The images on the television screen shook my fifth grade reality as I sat watching an Oprah Winfrey show highlighting the plight of African AIDS orphans. I began to imagine myself, 11-year-old Kendall, alone, living in a mud hut, caring for my younger siblings, and grieving the death of my parents. Having experienced struggle in my own life, their pain resonated. Kendall's the founder of the foundation, Kids Caring for Kids, an organization created to help support kids in Africa. She got the idea for the organization after watching that episode of Oprah about the AIDS epidemic in Africa back in 2004. Since the founding of KC4K, it's grown to support 8 projects in 4 countries in Africa, helping better the lives of nearly 7,000 Africans by inspiring over 7,000 kids to raise nearly $1 million. They use this money to build community centers, provide indoor plumbing at schools, distribute bikes, drill boreholes, underground water resources, feed widows and AIDS patients, and support students through school. I think Kendall really wanted to help because she saw the nurses take care of her when she was sick. She was able to understand how appreciative they are of any help they can get. Kendall has helped in other ways as well. I felt that no matter what we do, it'll be interesting for kids to come here annually for their checkup. But really, it's for the kids and their family who live here to give them moments of peace and calm. In addition to Kids Caring for Kids, she's been a big part of the development of New Children's Hospital of Chicago. As a lifelong patient, Kendall helps the planning and designing boards, discussing the exterior of the building, community partnerships, and creative features offering the kid perspective. Kendall influences others to make positive changes in their lives. My perfect day would consist of speaking in front of a large group of people, inspiring them to care and believe that they can make a difference. No lie, it's my favorite thing to do. Kendall explains that everyone should be the best version of themselves. No matter who you are or how old you are, you can make a change. Kendall enjoys public speaking and is a spokesperson for Glamour magazine. Glamour means having the confidence to be you and be different. It means that you're willing to risk having everyone's favor in order to pursue your dreams and in order to change the world. Having total confidence in yourself allows you to forget about what other people think and do what you love to do. According to Sprunk, glamour means being confident enough to be different. This comes from a person's self-esteem and willingness to leave others' thoughts behind. Kendall also has her own setbacks, which she refuses to let hold her back. When she was just 8 weeks old, doctors diagnosed Kendall with a rare liver disease called biliary atresia that has challenged her ever since. When she was 11, her father donated half of his liver to save her life. Due to an aneurysm, she required a second liver transplant only 5 weeks later. Kendall's childhood was filled with doctor's appointments, therapy, and low muscle strength that didn't allow her to play monkey bars on the playground with her friends. My experiences have taught me a lot about human suffering, and I've learned firsthand the concept of empathy. Kendall takes her own memories and pain from her experiences and uses it as motivation to help others. Most teenagers would use that as an excuse on why they can't, but she uses it as a reason why, just another way she stands out. Kendall's a hero because she's charitable, is a positive influence on others, and doesn't let life's difficulties hold her back. She's a hero in my eyes for everything she's done and everything she continues to do for others. She looks forward to continuing to make a positive impact as she studies sociology or journalism in college, to pursue a career in broadcast journalism. Kendall has been honored as Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year Reader's Choice winner, Chicago Magazine's Chicagoan of the Year, a Prudential Top 10 Youth Volunteer, a Build-A-Bear Workshop Huggable Hero, a Discover Financial Top Scholar, a Nordstrom Scholar, a Gloria Baron Young Hero, and most recently, a Google Zeitgeist Young Mind. One day, I hope to be a little bit more like her.